This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hello, everyone. Today is Wednesday, November 28th, 2012, and welcome to our podcast.
Again.
Yes.
So soon.
I'm Allison.
And I'm Daryl.
And today we're going to be talking with you all about the new Nook app for iPhone and iPad and iPod Touch, the iOS app for getting ebooks from Barnes & Noble. It's called Nook.
Yes, N-O-O-K in the iTunes App Store.
Mm-hmm. And it's free in the App Store. It's a way to download and listen to books that you want to read.
Right, and the way this is a new app, I believe that the announcement of it was made on
Monday.
Yes, as in the 27th. 26th. Yeah. Believe it or not.
We jumped on this as quickly as we could because we're avid bookworms and we got to get our book fix. So we had to try out this app as soon as it became available. Now, how this works is you buy books from the Barnes & Noble Nook store, and when you have to set up an account on the Barnes & Noble website, which is bn.com, and then when you set up your account, you can then log into the app using your login info for the Barnes & Noble site. That's how you would read your books, but you have to actually buy the books on the website itself, not within the app.
Right, because the app only allows you to download and read the books, and that is because of Apple's rules about such apps. Mm-hmm. Not being able to search bookstores and all that fun stuff. So.
All right, so Daryl's going to show us how we first start out with getting a book on the website.
Right, now, we've already created our accounts. We decided not to go through that because we had to have our Nook.com accounts in order to, test the app.
Right.
So that part of the process is not going to be demonstrated. However,
Rare Fusion.
I'm going to be Windows. Logged in to Nook.com.
Safari.
I'm running Safari, which is a web browser on my MacBook. I'm running Mac OS 10.8, also known as Mountain Lion. And Safari is running. And I'm going to press Command L.
Open location, www.barnesandnoble.com.
And I'm just going to press and type in nook.com.
Select OOK, period, COM. On highsandnoble.com/u/.
There we go.
List six items.
I was just hearing some extra parts of the address that I hit Control to stop. And so we're on the nook.com website. And I'm going to just press the right arrow. For those of you who are voiceover, users on the Mac, I have Quick Nav turned on.
Quick Nav off. Quick Nav on.
If you don't have it on, you press your left arrow and right arrow keys together to toggle that on. We may do Mac podcasts in the future since Allison's MacBook is on its way to her.
It is. Last I knew, it was in Hong Kong. I've been tracking it with the tracking number. I am eagerly waiting it. I am expecting a new arrival.
That's Allison's Mac baby.
My Mac baby, yes.
You said you were going to get a book about that?
Oh, yeah, I should get the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting. I think, you know what? If I looked at that book, I think people were talking about babies, not Mac babies. I don't understand that.
I know, huh? Who wants one of those?
I should call my mom and tell her she's getting a grandchild next week when my MacBook comes. She'll be like, what?
No.
Anyway, so back to our Mac.
Yeah. So I'm pressing right arrow now.
Welcome, Daryl. Link. Sign out. Comma,
and
link,
I'm gonna go
my
to
account,
search.
Link, or link, my link, link, help.
I'm just moving over the links on the website.
End of list. Link image. Bar, list one item. Link, 201. End of list. Visited link. Screen reader link for
search over 300,000 products.
There we go.
Edit text.
Now, I'm a little odd because I have the Samantha voice on
You are currently on a text field inside
That's
of HTML content. To enter text in this field,
I don't know.
Tag is
really?
Over 300,000
He left
products.
An opening.
I did. And, you know, I can always count on Allison to take advantage of such an opening.
Of course.
That's Allison and her sweet sarcasm.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to search for an author in here. I think we said we're going to search for Richard.
Capital I-C-A-A-R-D space.
Paul. Space.
Space. Okay. Capital P-A-U-L space.
Evans.
Capital E-V-A-N-S.
That is an Allison recommendation.
Yeah, I was thinking of him today because he writes good Christmas books. So if you're looking for a Christmas story to read on the holidays, Richard Paul Evans has some good ones. So.
Okay.
Check that out. I was telling Daryl to look at those. He has a brand new one out called Winter something.
Winter Dream? Or
Winter Dream,
like
that sounds right. So I'm excited about that one. I'll have to read that soon.
So I'm going to press enter. I've entered in the search term Richard Paul Evans. Press enter.
List 7 items. Internal link.
So now another page has come up, and I'm going to switch to heading navigation by pressing down arrow along with right arrow.
Form controls.
Which is a rotor controller.
Web spots. Tables. Auto web spots. Characters.
Those of you who use iOS will be familiar with that.
Words. Links.
With the rotor gesture.
Headings.
There's headings. Now down arrow.
Heading level 2. Sponsored links. Heading level 1. Richard Paul Evans.
There we go. I'm going to right arrow now.
Dot quotation.
So you can also, if you have your trackpad commander enabled, you can rotor to headings and you can flick to the right. In fact, I'm going to flick to
sort
the right
by.
On my trackpad.
Top matches. Pop-up button. View.
Flicking to the right with one finger.
View all. Pop-up button. Page 1 of 1. View as.
Wow, I'm surprised they don't have more Richard Paul Evans books
link
than that.
Grid. List. List 21 items.
21 items.
Heading level 6. Related categories. List 2 items, level 2,
that.
Link, Christmas, fiction, comma,
I mean,
link,
we might,
fiction star
we
general,
right
end of list,
okay, so
visited link image,
right.
A winter dream.
A winter dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now I already,
you are currently on a link,
downloaded that, so I'm going to pick another one.
Notebook.
And these are samples.
You are currently
the budget
on
for the Blind Access Journal podcast just doesn't support buying books on here.
If only.
If only.
Visited link. A winter dream.
Of course, if any of you would like to send us Barnes & Noble gift cards for the holidays, we certainly wouldn't turn them down.
Oh, no, we wouldn't. And if you do send them, we will promise we will split them fairly amongst ourselves.
Yes.
Yes, this is an equal partnership.
Yes, it's equal, whereas I get 60% and you get
40%.
Aww. No, we do it equally. We do things equally.
All right.
I just have to tease about having the bigger share.
Bye. Link.
So
Richard Paul Evans.
Right.
End of list. Visited link. 2-0.
Not sure what the number 20 next to it means, but.
You are currently on a link inside of a list. Two table, two columns. Format. BN.com. Column. Row 2 of 2 for BN.com. Visited link. $9.
A lot of extra
dollars,
information. Oh, wait. The price.
End of table.
That's good. I'm going to
flip
back to the
left. Row 2 of 2 BN. Visited link. Notebook. Ebook. Visited link. $9.99.
$9.99. That's a $10 book, Allison.
End of
wow.
table. Heading level 6.
It's a brand
also
new book,
available
though. That's
as.
Probably why.
Gotcha.
Link. Hardcover. Comma.
We don't want the hardcover.
Link. Audiobook. Heading level 6. Related series.
Works.
List 1 item level 2. Link. Michael Day. End of
that's
list.
A related series.
Heading level
apparently.
6. Related category. List 1 item link. Teen
so
science fiction.
Almost to the
end of
next
list.
Book.
Link image. Rise of the Elgin. Michael Day series number 2.
I don't even know that song. That
notebook. Link. Rise of the list 2 by.
So we're just going to move
link.
Through.
End
you're going to get to see
link.
How the search
0.
Process works.
Table 2 column. Format. BN.com. BN.link. Heading level link. Hardcover, comma. Link.
Relevant.
Audiobook. Heading level 6. Related. List
again,
1
I'm
item
still
level link.
To the right.
Rock series. End of list. Heading level 6. Related category. List 2 I link. Christian Fick, comma. Link. On the road. End of list. Link image. The Road to Grace. Walk series number 3.
I guess we are just.
Notebook. Link. List by. Link.
Destined
link.
To get one of these
six,
series
three.
Books. Let's do this. Let's do. We're on the page. Let's do a voiceover search. Let's do a control option F.
Enter search text. Previous
what
search.
What was that book?
Link.
That other book? The one that you recommended?
Promise me.
P-R-O-M-I-S-E.
To search for promise, I hit control option F, type the word promise, and press enter.
Promise me. Link image.
Well, what do you know?
There it is.
So,
you are currently on a link inside of a list. To click this link, press Control Option Space.
I'm going to double tap on it. Trackpad.
Press link image. HTML content 89% loaded. List 7 items. Internal.
So the cool thing is you can choose how you interact with your computer. I do some of both. I use the trackpad and the keyboard.
Heading level 1. Promise
now
me.
I'm flicking
Notebook.
Down and then to the right.
List 2 items. Bye. Link. Richard Paul Evans. End of list. Frame 0. Plus 1. Link image. Add to list. Plus. Comma. Link. 1. 3. Comma. Link. Bye now. Link. Get free sample. Link.
That's what we'll be doing.
Gift.
But we're going to look to see
Notebook,
what
ebook,
else is here.
1. 4. BN.com.
Prop.
Heading
right.
Level 4. 2 items. Available on Nook devices and apps. Space. Notebook. Ebook. 1. $4.99.
Wow. Cents. That's a $15 book there.
Whoa.
BN.com.
And that's
price.
Not a new book either. So that's
heading
wild.
Level 4. 2 items. Available
so
on Nook devices
on
and apps. Space.
Maybe not.
Want a Nook? Quotation mark. Link. Explore now. Heading
what
level 3.
What we might want
overview.
On some of the books? So, overview.
As you read my story, there is something I want you to understand, that in spite of all the pain, past, present and that still to come, I wouldn't have done anything differently, nor would I trade the time I had with him for anything, except for what, in the end, I traded it for. Beth Cardall has a secret. For 18 years, she has had no choice but to keep it to herself, but on Christmas Eve, 2008, all that is about to change. For Beth, 1989 was a year marked by tragedy. Her life was falling apart. Her 6-year-old daughter, Charlotte, was suffering from an unidentifiable illness. Her marriage transformed from a seemingly happy and loving relationship to one full of betrayal.
Looks like quite a story.
Internal link. See more details
below.
So
there below. We go.
There you go. So
you are currently
and
on.
And that
the
is an Allison recommendation, right?
So. Yes. And I don't normally read books like that. That's a bit of a romance novel book, and I'm not really a romance novel fan. But that one was particularly good. I liked it. I have my moments, especially around Christmas time, where I feel like reading that sort of thing.
Yay! I think that's going to be my next read.
There you go.
So, all right. So instead of go take you all the way back by flicking to the left, I'm going to flick up. I'm still in headers mode.
Heading level 3. Overview.
Headings mode.
Heading level 4, 2 items. Available on Nook devices and apps.
I'm flicking
space.
Up.
Heading level 1. Promise me. Nookbook.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
List 2 items. Bye. Link. Richard Paul. End of list. Frame 0. Plus 1. Link image. Pin XPN. Add to list plus. Comma. Link. 1. 3. Comma. Link. Bye now. Link. Get free sample.
I think we'll get the free sample.
Sounds good.
Double tap.
You are currently on Press Link. Your sample's been added. Download it from your library anytime and start reading on Nook, Nook Apps, or Nook Study Group.
How about that?
Nook Study Group.
You are currently on a heading level.
I have no idea what that is.
I assume it's Nook Study Group, but it sounds like they're nuking somebody, which is kind of frightening.
I know. Barnes & Noble's quest for world domination.
Apparently.
So now we're going to switch from the computer to the iPhone. I will demonstrate now the appearance of the book in the library. And then I think, Allison, you're gonna test the reading portion of the app with another book.
7:14. We'll go ahead. Slide to unlock.
Unlock the phone here. I just pressed home and then double tapped on the lock screen. Hitting my home button.
Communication folder. One new item.
So my Nook app is in the books folder, so I'm flicking to the right on my home screen.
Social folder. Utilities. Productivity folder. Reference folder. Radio folder. Music folder. News folder. Books folder.
Double tap.
Opening books folder. Books. Opened.
Look, flip to the right.
Audible.
Yay, Read to Go and Audible. We love those apps too.
Mm-hmm. iBooks.
And iBooks.
Nook.
And Nook.
Double tap to open.
Double tap.
Nook. Settings. Button.
Okay, now I'm going to tap the top of the screen with 4 fingers. Go to the top.
Settings. Button.
And flick to the right.
Search. Button. All items filter. Button. Recent sort. Button. Sync. Button.
I'm going to hit the sync button. Double tap.
Start syncing. Sync completed.
Okay. Flick to the right.
Found 6 items.
There are 6 items.
Not downloaded. Promise Me by Richard Paul Evans.
There's the book.
How about that?
Downloads
there are some others. I'm just going to flick to the right to show you that there
Little Women,
are.
Barnes & Noble Classic Series.
These came with the... we apparently got Open different sword. Books.
Triple
I got Little
book,
Women.
Not downloaded. A Winter Dream by
I
Richard
did that
Paul
was
Evans.
One I added. Let's
Progress
see, I got.
Haunted. Not downloaded. Pride and Prejudice. Pride and Prejudice. Barnes & Noble Classic Series. Not downloaded. Paradise Valley. Virgin River Series Number 7. By Robin Carr.
That Robin Carr book is a good book, by the way. That's a Daryl recommendation.
Not downloaded. Dracula. Barnes & Noble Classic Series. By
Bram
Stoker.
Allison.
There you go.
So anyway, flip back to the left.
Progress. Not
down.
Little Women. Not downloaded. Promise Me. By Richard Paul.
And I think you got some different books, right?
I did. I got Defending Jacob and Steve Jobs and some others we'll look at on my phone. But I got Pride and Prejudice also. So
there was something in common.
Yep, I'm not a big fan of that book.
I could not. I think I had to read it in high school or something, and I could just barely get through it.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, double tap on Promise Me.
Not start downloading. Downloading. Promise Me.
Downloading.
By Richard Paul Evans. New button.
Okay.
Download complete.
Yay. Let's see where we're at here.
Found 6 items.
I'm flicking to the left.
Sync. Recent all items. Search. Settings.
Okay, so apparently I still have to double tap on it.
Found 6 items. Promise Me. By Richard Paul Evans.
Okay, it did
new
not take
button
me into the book, but it shows it as a
Owens
new book.
Book.
So we'll
triple click for book details.
Aha. All right, let's just double tap it.
Promise Me. Opening ebook. Ellipsis. Book page. 2 finger swipe to read continuously. Front cover image.
So we have the book page itself. And then we're going to flick to the right.
Add bookmark button.
Okay, I'll demonstrate that. Or Allison can demonstrate that, actually. Flick to the right.
Back to library.
Back to library.
Promise Me by Richard Paul Evans. Table of contents. Bookmarks and notes button. Text options button. Brightness button. Search button. Information button. 1 of 29.
And that's the first screen you get when you double tap on a book in the Nook Reader.
Mm-hmm.
So now, we're going to have Allison demonstrate actually reading a book. And here you go.
Okay.
We have a little very informal setup, but apparently you guys all seem to like it. We have a little round Altec Lansing, I think it's an Altec Lansing Orbit speaker, and we just disconnect and connect the devices to it as we need them.
All right, I'm going to double tap on Nook.
Nook, book page. 2 finger swipe to read continuously.
Okay, and it told me to 2 finger swipe to read continuously, so that's what I'm going to do. That's the way to get it to just start reading and keep reading. So, and if I want to pause the reading, I'm going to take 2 fingers and single tap, which means I'll just take 2 fingers and tap once. So first I'm going to take 2 fingers and flick down.
Indict. Why not? They only see one side of the case. But in this case, I suspect the jurors knew Lo Judas did not have a case. Not today. The truth was not going to be found. Not with evidence this stale and tainted. Not after everything that had happened.
Okay, and then I single tap with 2 fingers to get it to pause. I'm reading a book called Defending Jacob. That was one of them that was there as a free sample of that book on my app when I downloaded it. If I want to start playing again, I just single tap with 2 fingers and it'll read right where I left off.
It had been over a year already. Over 12 months since the body of a 14-year-old boy was found in the woods with 3 stab wounds arranged in a line across the chest as if he'd been forked with a trident. But
now,
it was
I don't know if you heard that little squeak that it does, that little screech sound. It does that as it's reading sometimes. I find that annoying, so what I do is I mute my phone.
Muted.
There you go.
And then I do the 2 fingers flick down to start reading.
Months since the body of a 14-year-old boy was found in the woods with 3 stab wounds arranged in a line across the chest as if he'd been forked with a trident.
Yikes.
But it was not the time.
Wow.
So much. It was ever.
So that's what I do to get rid of that squeaking
unmuted
sound.
Yes, that squeaking sound, I believe, happens when you turn pages.
Yes.
You cross page
Some
boundaries.
People like that, and it's fine to leave on if you like it, but I find it distracting, so I mute my phone.
It's better than, I will say this about it, it's better than the fairly continuous click sound you get in other apps like iBooks.
Right.
When you do the continuous reading. So somehow they've managed to avoid that sound, which is a good thing.
So that's the basics for reading. If I want to navigate, I use the rotor to move between the different navigation levels.
Words.
Okay, so I use the rotor gesture to navigate to words, and now if I flick down, it'll go word by word.
Months since the body of a 14.
And if I want to go back, I just flick up.
14, a, of, body, the.
I'm going to rotor again and see what I can come up
lines
with. Lines. Lines, I can read by line.
The body of a 14-year-old boy was found in the woods with 3 stab wounds arranged.
Yikes. I don't know about this book.
Wow, this is a pretty violent book.
So
at least this part of it is.
It might be good, I don't know, but it sounds a little unfortunate for that kid.
Yeah.
So that's how you can do navigation if you want to do by character or word or...
It does do character, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Headings.
Good.
Characters. Space I-N space A-space L-I-N-E space A.
And there again, I'm just looking down to go forward a letter and flicking up to go back a letter.
This is kind of one of my accessibility tests because there are some unfortunate partially accessible ebook solutions that do not let you read by small units like words and characters.
Mm-hmm. It's nice, especially if you're reading a book and you need to know the spelling of a character's name, or if you're reading a textbook and you need to know how something specific is spelled. It's very useful to being able to see that micro level on books.
And of course, our sighted peers get that information, so mm-hmm. we need it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, I can show you how you do bookmarks. Do you want me to do that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to flick to the right here.
Add bookmark button.
I'm going to double tap that.
Bookmark set to page 20, Defending Jacob by William Landay.
I double tap that, and it's really quick and easy to set a bookmark. Now to find the bookmark, I'm going to flick to the right some more.
Table of contents, book text options, button, brightness, button, search, button, information, button, 20 of 61.
Oh, I wasn't to the right.
Third, brightness, text dot, table of contents.
I'm looking to the left now.
Defending Jacob. Back to library. Button. Remove bookmark. Book page.
Yep, he missed it.
Remove book. Back to library. Button. Defending Jacob. By William Landay.
Almost
table of contents. Bookmarks and notes.
There we go.
Remove book page. Remove bookmark. Back to library.
I keep missing it.
It's all good.
I hear it, but I'm not catching my fingers are not catching up to my brain.
Book page.
It's all good.
Remove book. Back to library. Defending Jacob. But table of contents. Bookmarks and notes.
There we go. Table of contents, bookmarks, and notes. I'm going to double tap that.
Table of contents. Page
I'm
navigation.
Flip to the right.
Bookmark. Close button. Page number. Go to page.
So
selected.
We can go to a specific
contents,
page if we
tab,
know it.
Button.
Right. I'm on the bookmarks
annotations tab. Button.
There's tabs here. I'm going to flick past this.
Bookmarks tab. Button.
I'm going to double tap on the bookmarks tab button.
Selected.
So bookmarks it'll select
tab.
It. So it'll show us the bookmarks. I'm going to keep looking to the right here.
Annotations tab. Result 1. Page 20. Indict. Why not?
There's result 1.
Result 2. Page 20. Months since the body.
There's the second bookmark I just put in now. I had put one in earlier. So there's 2 bookmarks, and it shows me both of them, and it reads a little segment of where it's bookmarked. So I'm going to double tap on that second bookmark, and it'll take me right to it.
Book page. 2 finger swipe to read continuously. Months since the body of a 14-year-old boy was found
just,
in the woods with 3 stab wounds.
Down with
there we go, with two fingers.
To do the continuous read. It's very good transition between navigating and reading, I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So. I did notice that the books take a little bit of a while to download. If you're downloading a whole book, it can take some time. But as for opening a book and closing a book and moving between different elements inside a book, I'd say it's pretty fast.
I think it takes a while to download the books because I'm quite sure that the images come along with the books.
Ah.
Since this is a solution for sighted people, some of whom I'm sure read with iPads, mm-hmm. things like that. So probably a very nice visual reading experience on one of those.
Yeah, and there are options if you're someone who can read the screen. There were options for brightness and such that you can look at. There's an under text options button. There's some more if you're someone who can use that in addition to the other accessibility features on here. There's definitely that option, but we're not going to go into it in this podcast.
Right. So it also works with Braille displays. We haven't tested that exhaustively yet. However, Allison does have a Braille display, so
I can try and see how it goes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So, wow, we are back. That was very easy, so tell them what happened.
I simply turned on my Braille display, and right away, the text of the book that I'm looking at here in the app that I was reading with VoiceOver is now available on my Braille display. It just showed up really quickly, really easily. I am looking at my Braille display screen right now, and it says, months since the body of a 14-year-old boy was found.
She's using the joystick on the refresher barrel.
In the woods with, we know about the stab wounds, 3 stab wounds.
Yeah, we've read.
Reading this unfortunate part of the book over.
I know.
But nevertheless, I can read it with the braille display. Arranged in a line. And then I keep pressing the little forward button on my braille display.
The joystick part, right?
No, I'm actually
using the advanced button?
There's a little button underneath the braille display, underneath the cursor router keys. I'm on a Refresher Braille 18, which is from American Printing House. It's a little 18-cell braille display.
Oh, right. The joystick would flick to the right, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That's right. Gotcha.
So there's little buttons underneath to move the display. I can move the display backwards and look at the previous few words in braille. And by doing the left button and the right button goes forward. And if I want to use the joystick, it'll...
Remove bookmark button.
It'll navigate.
It'll navigate me. So, and on the screen it says remove bookmark. I can actually mute the speech for a second.
Speech off.
And let's see. I'm going to... The next thing that I flick to says back to library. So I'm going to turn the speech back on and see if I'm right. See, that's what it says.
Speech on. Found in the woods with.
Oops.
Remove bookmark. Back to library.
There it is. Yeah.
So, see, that proves that I am actually reading it on the braille display, too. So, it's really exciting. I'd say this is almost unprecedented, the idea that you can go to a bookstore and actually buy a book that someone said I could buy it and download it and be able to read it in braille. That's pretty amazing. That's not something we're able to do. Typically, it's not something we can do every day, that's for sure. There's certainly some other apps that will do that, but it's still a fairly new thing that we're able to do that, which is really exciting. So
we have, the other option we have for Braille, the other option for purchasing books is iBooks. And unfortunately, that's a great solution also by Apple, but unfortunately the amount of content is just not there yet. It's not as high as other stores like Nook, like mm-hmm. this one. So
this is exciting, being able to... So basically, if I wanted to, I could listen to this book using VoiceOver, or I could read it totally in Braille if I wanted to. I could mute my speech and not have to listen to it if I wanted to read the book totally in Braille, or I could do a little bit of both, which is nice, too.
Curiosity, Allison. Go back to the book page and just read down the book for a while and see if you can get the Nook reader to switch pages.
What do you mean?
See if it will automatically switch to the next page as you read in Braille. Or if you have to do something. You'll probably have to go down a bunch
Defending
of lines.
Defending Jacob by William Landay.
Ah, you've got the...
Table of contents, bookmarks and notes, button.
Oh, I got it.
You have to go back to the book page. To the left.
Defending Jacob, back to library, button. Remove bookmark, book page, to...
Oh, I don't think I can get back to the continuous reading.
Oh.
Because I was in continuous reading mode.
Oh, but I'm wondering if you use the advanced button on the braille display.
That's what I did.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Maybe I didn't.
I don't think you need to be in continuous reading mode for this. I don't think you were.
Okay. Nope. I'm reading on the braille display, but it's no longer... Okay. I found it. It's working now. That was a operator error, I guess.
Aw. Kind of like I experienced earlier today with audio editing.
Yes. 3 stab wounds... Arranged in a
line. Oh, we're going to read this again? I don't know, Allison. You kind of got this fascination with this passage here.
I don't know. As if he'd been forked with a trident.
Wow. Okay.
What am I...
We're just going to keep reading down until we see if the reader will switch pages for you. Or if you have to do something.
Right, I'm just going to flick down.
I don't want to keep reading all that.
Right.
Remove bookmark button.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't look like it.
Book page. 2-finger swipe.
Ah, so apparently you don't have continuous reading in Braille. Or do you?
I'm not sure.
Oh, it might just be that it's taking some time to switch pages.
It looks like it jumped me backwards, but I'm not sure if I pressed a button and
Oh, gotcha. So we're going to test that again. This is kind of cool. We're actually doing a tiny bit of experimenting right here on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But you will soon know our results.
Remove bookmark button.
Okay.
Book page. 2-finger swipe.
No. And it took you back, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to go down and switch pages. I think there's a...
Remove bookmark button.
Okay.
Yeah, it keeps taking me to that.
Okay, so we would want to...
Two finger swipe to read continuously. Yeah. Not since the body of a 14-year-old boy was...
So we found a sort of caveat to the Braille reading experience.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, it seemed to be working well. The O chord and OW chords that you do O with spacebar or O 2-4-6 with spacebar usually moves you forward and back a page in
iOS. Like the three-finger scrolling?
Right, but okay. It didn't do that.
Okay, go to the back to the book page and try it.
Instead book page.
Of, there you go.
Two-finger swipe to read continuously. Only Lo Judas was...
There you go.
There we go.
He pursed his lips in that
way. We found it.
He reviewed his notes on a yellow legal pad, considered his next question. He was doing just what I'd taught him. The voice in his head was mine. Never mind.
Go, Allison.
Stick to the system. Play the game.
There we go.
So that's 2-4-6 chord to go to the next page? Is that right? An O chord?
Yes.
Months since the body of a 14-year-old boy was found in the
woods. Was that O chord?
That was...
In a line across the chest as if he'd been forged with a trident. Indict. Why not? They only see one side of the
case. That's an OW chord.
An OW chord. A 2-4-6.
New Lord Jesus did not have it. Months since the body of a 14-year-old
so forward is an O chord. Forward is an O chord, the 2-4-6 or OW chord.
But it was not the time so much. It was everything else.
Goes back.
Right, goes backwards. We're saying chords, which is an old Braille and speak term. Technically, I think it's supposed to be O with spacebar or OW with spacebar.
Right.
But I know them as chords.
That was actually an old VersaBraille term before that.
Oh, it was? Well, yes. I don't go quite that far back.
That's, am I...
You're dating yourself.
Okay. Okay.
It's all right. All good. So now we know that we'll switch between pages on the Braille display.
Yay, it's good. Hey, it's good that we did.
Use the book page.
It's good that we did beta testing or experimenting on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And to get back to that book page, I did an L chord when L was spacebar.
Book page. Two finger swipe to read.
And if I want to go to the bottom of the page, I do a 4-5-6
the last 521 of 61.
Those are the equivalents to the four fingers tap on the top or tap on the bottom.
Yes.
Yes.
So, all right.
All right. Well, I think that about does it for the brand new accessible. It's not a new app, but it's a newly accessible app. It's
right.
Called Nook by Barnes & Noble.
There was one more thing I was going to show is...
Hold on. Information. But
I'm going to flick
button,
to the left here.
Brightness, button. Text options. Button. Table of contents. Bookmarks and notes.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to double tap on this table of contents, bookmarks, and notes and show you how the table of contents works.
Table of contents. Close button. Page number.
I'm flicking to the right.
61. Text field.
I can type in a page number here if I want to. I'm going to double tap that.
Text field.
And type in.
Kep Garland. Four.
4. 6.
5. 5.
45. And I'm going to press the
return
button. Double tap that.
Book page. Two finger swipe to read continuously. They make themselves the victims. That's the usual story. He nodded once to urge me
on. That took me to page 45. And if I want to check the page number, I believe I just...
To the bottom.
Go to the bottom of the screen by single tapping with four fingers at the bottom of the screen.
Center of screen.
Or
center of screen.
Or not.
Yeah. Center of screen. Center of screen.
I am tapping at the bottom of the screen and it's telling me center of screen.
I know. This happens a lot.
Bookmark. Button.
There we go.
Book page. Center of screen.
What if you do the...
44 of 61.
There we go, 44. Oh, that's interesting. It took me 44 and I typed in 45.
Yeah, we experienced that before when we were testing before the podcast. We seemed to be one page number less than the page we asked for.
Interesting.
So, fascinating, because we did 43 and we got 42.
Mm-hmm.
So, but...
So, I'm going to now go flick back to that.
Information.
Flick to the left.
Search. Brightness. Text option. Table of contents. Defending.
To that table of contents.
Bookmarks and notes.
Bookmarks and notes. Double tap on that again.
Table of contents.
Flick to the right.
Close button. Page number. Go to page. Button. Selected. Contents tab. But bookmarks tab. Annotations tab. Bookmarks tab. Selected. Contents tab.
Oh, speaking of annotations.
Button. Annotations tab.
Did not figure out how to add them.
Right.
I
don't know if that's accessible or not, but we have not found it yet.
And there's also supposed to be a way to highlight passages.
Yes.
And we
title
don't
page.
Know
page
how
two.
That accessible that is.
When I flick to the right.
Cover. Annotation. Bookmarks.
I'm flicking
tab,
to the
selected.
Left right now.
Contents tab.
It says
button.
Contents tab is selected. So that means that when I flick
bookmark,
to the right.
Annotations tab. Cover. Page one.
It'll tell me the different sections of this book. I can go to the cover page.
Title page. Page
the title
two.
Page.
Copyright.
Copyright page.
Contents.
Contents.
Six, part 1.
Part
page
1.
13. One in the grand jury. Page 15.
There's chapter 1.
Selected. Two are crowd. Page 30.
There's chapter 2 on page 30, so I'm going to double tap that, and it will take me right to chapter 2.
Book page. Two fingers swipe to read continuously.
One
two
thing I like about this...
2007, 12 months earlier.
What? Uh-huh.
The book page gets the focus automatically.
Yes.
You don't have to find it.
Yes, definitely.
So that's a handy feature.
All right, I think that covers it. I think that's a good overview of the app. Did you have anything else you wanted to?
I don't think so. I think we got it. I hope that you all have enjoyed this podcast. This is the first one about the new Barnes & Reader Nook app. We're excited to bring it to you.
Absolutely. So check out Nook in the App Store. The free app. Go to nook.com to sign up for an account and make some books available to you on your iOS device.
All right. Well,
if you want to keep in touch with us after the podcast, you can send an email. You can email me at Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at blindaccessjournal.com.
Or you can email me, Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, at blindaccessjournal.com.
Or you can tweet to us on Twitter. I'm Allie Talk, A-L-L-I-T-A-L-K.
And I'm Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L-L.
So that sums up our podcast. Thank you for listening. We always look forward to hearing from our listeners. And we hope you enjoyed it, and happy reading.